The director of the Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey, says Ghanaians should also be blamed for encouraging successive governments to contract loans. He said people hail governments for the loans but care less about how such monies are utilized. Dr. Abbey told Bubu Klinogo that debt sustainability is critical when contracting loans.
There is an issue about debt, and I think behind this is a certain behavior on the part of us as Ghanaians. We seem to applaud governments when they say they have secured a loan, and yet we should be interested in why we are borrowing at all. But we celebrate the popularity of the government of the day goes up just because it has been able to secure a loan. Now, it would have been okay because nobody lives their lives entirely without loans. It would have been nice, except that when a government also says, I won't pay, then Ghanaians also applaud that government. You can't deal with people when you have an appetite for borrowing and yet you also don't feel any embarrassment when you say, I won't pay. You become popular with your people. Then who will deal with you? And that's why, relatedly, no matter what the politics of debt may be in the country, one of the rating agencies has included Ghana among 10 countries that have a real possibility that they may fail to pay for their debt. So it's about time that we take borrowing seriously as not something that will lead to debt forgiveness or debt cancellation. And the only way we take it seriously is that we must always ask ourselves, why are we going to borrow? And what are we going to use the resources for? And may we all have the list so that we can check that we have used the loans for the purposes for which we borrowed.
As an analyst, there is this issue of sustainability. Do you think the debt pile of the country at now is sustainable?
Well, this is something that we are looking at very carefully here because, you see, there is nothing on record in history across countries which will say that so long as you keep your debt in relation to your national income below a certain level, then people will trust that you can sustain your debt. A lot depends on growth rate, whether you are generating the resources that you can fall upon to pay for your debt. So that is why the use to which you put your loans becomes important in judging sustainability. If you borrow a lot and yet your growth rate of your economy is low, people become fearful no matter how low your debt itself might be. So it is the whole way in which you are seen to be deploying your resources, financial and human, raising your productivity, making sure that your infrastructural bottlenecks are sorted out. These are the things which will give people confidence that you'll be able to service your debt. There's no number that will say that. And people can say, well, look, you are classified with A, B, C, D, and in that group, this is their debt level. Well, that may help you.
There is this argument also that currently the debt to GDP ratio stands at 35%. Do you think at this rate, you will still encourage government to borrow more?
But even that, I'm saying that, I mean, people are becoming experts at throwing numbers around without anybody asking where those numbers are coming from. What I have from the IMF is more like 39 than 35. And that is even just the official debt.
Critics say government currently is broke and that it cannot pay workers. Under what conditions can a government be said to be broke?
Now, what is this thing about government being broke? When you have, and I hear that the finance minister will be going to parliament with a supplementary budget, but when you have an agreement with the international community, and if that fixes how much you can borrow.
Director of the Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey, talking to Bubu Klinogo.